Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center for today, Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. I'm John. We are back today after the long weekend with our regular program schedule. Hope you enjoyed the Memorial Day weekend here in the Boston and South Shore area. Not the best weather weekend we've had, but we'll check in on that forecast later on today. It's looking a whole lot better than it did on Saturday and Sunday, so better late than never, I suppose. We get things started on this Tuesday morning with your Commission Commuter Update. This sent in by Andrew LaPointe. He begins with information on the MBTA Blue Line. There's delays of about 15 minutes due to a problem with the overhead wires at Wonderland. Trains may stand by at stations. On the Red Line, shuttle buses replace Red Line service between Broadway and Quincy Center and Ashmont. That's May 29th through May 31st due to signal work. Looking at the bus lines, bus route 34 is experiencing delays of about 20 minutes. No explanation given for that. Route 41 has delays of about 20 minutes. That is due to a disabled bus. Route 65, delays of about 20 minutes. That is due to traffic. Route 714, delays of about 30 minutes. That is due to a disabled bus. Bus routes 8, 19, 47, and CT3 are dropping passengers off at the Ruggles Lower Busway. Through May 29th, the upper busway is temporarily closed for construction. Bus route 11 is detoured. Friday, May 29th, until further notice. Weekdays, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, that is due to construction. Route 76 is detoured. Today, May 26th, and Wednesday, tomorrow, May 27th, also due to construction. A stop move. The bus stop at Mass Ave at Wendell Street outbound has moved about 100 feet south from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, weekdays only, until further notice. And again, that is due to construction and affects bus routes 77 and 96. A stop move beginning on June 1st. That's a Monday. The bus stop at 3 Woodland Road is moving to the north side of Outer New England Santa Association, I think this is, affecting bus route 99. So if you're a bus route 99 user, just be aware of that. I could have the pronunciation of that incorrect. Lowell train 309 on the commuter rail lines, turning our attention to these. Lowell train 309 from North Station is operating 10 to 20 minutes behind schedule. Between North Station and Lowell, that's due to a mechanical issue. On the Newburyport line, train number 102 from Newburyport is operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Salem and North Station. Rockport, train 6 from Rockport is operating 5 to 15 minutes behind schedule between Beverly and North Station due to a signal issue. On Monday, May 25th, that was yesterday, the spring and summer 2026 schedule is going to effect on the Fairmount line. Visit mbta.com/CR for information on that. Same applies to the Fall River and New Bedford line. The 2026 schedule went into effect yesterday for the spring and summer season, and you can visit mbta.com/CR for information. Looking at the elevator and elevators for this Tuesday, Arlington, elevator 962, Copley and West platform to lobby unavailable Tuesday, May 26th through Tuesday, June 9th. That is due to maintenance. Ashmont, elevator 968, Alewife platform to PBD Square lobby unavailable Thursday, May 28th due to maintenance. Boston Landing Elevator 726, platform to Arthur Street pedestrian bridge, is unavailable today through tomorrow due to maintenance. Boston Landing. Elevator 725, Arthur Street to Pedestrian Bridge, unavailable May 28th through May 29th due to maintenance. Broadway Escalator 372, unpaid lobby to street, unavailable Charles MGH. Escalator 425, lobby to Ashmont Braintree Platform, is unavailable. Government Center Elevator 720, Green Line Platform to street, is unavailable June 1st and June 2nd due to maintenance. Harvard Escalator 516, Alewife Platform to Church Street Lobby, unavailable. Jackson Square Elevator 846, Platform to Paid Lobby, unavailable May 27th through May 29th. South Station Elevator 901, Ashmont Braintree Platform to Silver Line Drop-Off Platform, that's unavailable due to maintenance. And with that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He is standing by in Salem on this Tuesday morning with your Safe Disabled Traveler notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler notebook for today, Tuesday, May 26, 2026. Okay, we do have CGI will be setting up shop on Levitt Street by number 71. That's halfway down, going toward the Palmer Cove playground there. T-Bus 455 has a T-stop right in front of the park. So if you're using that area, just keep in mind that CGI will be working there. Now, they usually do overhead lights and everything else, but not quite sure why they would have a light over there. But, you know, they will be there anyway, so there will be a project. One safety officer has been ordered for this project, okay? So that's okay. Now, Tasco will be on Proctor Street. They're planning on doing the whole route of Proctor Street. That starts at Boston Street, right at the intersection of Bridge, Boston, and Goodhue, and Proctor's right there. Okay, so starting from there, and going wrapping all the way around, and it ends up on Highland Avenue. Okay, so it'll take a while before they get through that whole area there, but they are starting at number 61, so that's around the bend from Boston Street. Okay, go up on Proctor Street, but when Proctor Street takes the bend, okay, and goes right near the park there, the Gallows Hill Park, okay? Safety officer will be on site with that project also. Civil engineer will be on 266 Canal Street. That's the old Bertini's site there where it has new residential and commercial, applications there, buildings. There's like three buildings there now, okay? It took the place of Bertini's restaurant. Civil engineer will be doing their project. It's a special project that they're undertaking, so I don't know what it is, but they'll be there today anyway. So for safety's sake, try to avoid the area just for today. Because we don't know what kind of project it is, but there's only one safety officer going to be on site. So those who are planning on using the intersection right by the Loring Liquors, AutoZone, and CVS, just know that activity is going to be right around that area there, okay? So just keep that in mind. Mara will be back on Margin Street and also on Lafayette Street, okay? So they're doing that gas main replacement project. Margin Street's going on strong, and Margin starts from the post office, Salem Post Office, crosses Jedney Street, then goes past the shelter and goes down to Endicott Street and Prescott Street and ends by the bend where Jefferson Avenue starts. Okay, and that's also right across from the police station, okay, on Margin Street. And so just use caution in that area. I believe two officers will be at the mirror on on Margin Street, and then 4 on Lafayette Street. Okay, so just keep that in mind. And that's all we have scheduled for today. If you do have any questions, give me a call. Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Have a great Tuesday. It's supposed to be beautiful out there. From what I'm told, it's beautiful now, so as we speak here. So, but take care, and looking forward to reporting back to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the top stories on the front page of today's Boston Globe and Boston Herald for this Tuesday, May 26, 2026. Front page of today's Boston Globe: Healey pitches abortion protections in re-election tactic. Governor elevates reproductive access as economic issue. Rideshare drivers en masse, first to unionize. Workers look for greater share of fares and protection from emerging technologies. Somerville faces Budget Balancing Act. Ex-labor leader hired as key advisor in talks with unions. And reseeding a piece of New England's past, a century-long battle to restore American elms nears a breakthrough. Boys seem to thrive in vo-tech ed, but adding schools faces hurdles. And we turn now to the Boston Herald front page. For this Tuesday, we have the top story: outrageous. DA's rip council over parole board vote. Politics over public safety is in quotes. And remembering the fallen, emotional outpouring at ceremony, and positional battles, what to watch for at Pat's OTAs. All of those stories and more come your way on the Talking Information Center. Newspaper coverage gets underway this morning at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock the Washington Post, 12 noon today's reading of the New York Times. And right now, a check on your latest forecast. Better late than never. We have sunny skies for today and tomorrow, and a taste of summer is in the air. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, sunny, temperatures in the lower 80s, overnight cloudy, temperatures in the mid-60s. Wednesday, sunny, temperatures into the mid-80s. The sun rose this morning at 5:13, setting at 8:10 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking those lottery numbers for this Tuesday, we start with the numbers game and the midday drawing, 7566. The evening numbers and the numbers game, 1666. The mass cash numbers, 3, 8, 13, 18, 25. The evening mass cash numbers, 2, 8, 15, 16, 19. Mega Millions numbers, 3, 22, 34, 54, 61, 8. Powerball numbers, 17, 32, 48, 60, 64, 10. Millionaire for Life, 7, 23, 29, 38, 51, 3. And Megabucks, 1, 7, 15, 19, 26, 35. And now we check in with Billy, standing by with the horoscope, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule.
Good morning. This is your horoscope reading for Tuesday, May 26, 2026. Aries. You may feel a little worn out right now, as if you haven't been getting enough vitamins or rest, or you could feel like you're losing track of issues that are important to you, such as your children's progress in school. You need to slow down a bit, whether you want to or not. Today, give top priority to all the commonplace details of your life. Taurus. If you are in love, you'll love today. You could plan for almost anything from a little trip together to a lifetime full of children and grandchildren. Even though your foresight sometimes overcomes your spontaneity, let yourself yield to the unexpected a little bit. The future will be a bright contrast after the comparative gloom of the past few weeks. Gemini. You may feel a little tired and depressed over breakfast this morning. Domestic responsibilities sometimes overload your spirit. How about treating yourself to a short vacation? Just a little free time just for you. You can justify it because it's vital to your morale. Perhaps you can use the time off to draw up a weekly schedule and make your workload seem less daunting. Cancer. This would be a good day for you to sort out your business. You should file important papers to get rid of extraneous materials or trivia at work. Taking the time to do this will save you even more time in the long run. As for your love life, be expressive. Clear up any misunderstandings that could interfere with your pleasure. Above all, enjoy yourself. Leo. This is going to be a good day to see the doctor, but not because you are sick. The atmosphere is ideal for getting a checkup. You've been using a lot of energy recently, and you'll be well advised to take care of your body a bit more right now. Don't be lazy about this. Get up, eat a good breakfast, take a brisk walk, and face the day renewed. Virgo. This should be a peaceful day for you. Be sure to make the most of it because it's the calm before the storm. This could be a day of discussion and exchange with close friends or colleagues at work. It's ideal to tighten some of your professional ties. Some people might suddenly seem more reasonable than you imagine them to be. So, lighten up. Libra. Evidence is the word for today. Everyone knows that you have a facility for spending your time thinking and analyzing. Today, on the other hand, you are going to be seeing things. They will be clear. It will no longer be necessary to study, ponder, and review every single angle. It's a little like you've just invented a new theory that repeatedly gets confirmed by others throughout the day. Scorpio. You will sail through this day on the gentlest of breezes. It's like you've just come back from a week in the country. You are calm, refreshed, and relaxed, and no amount of trouble at work can shake the feeling. You see things in a more positive light. Problems that once seemed insurmountable now resolve themselves almost without your help. Lucky you. Sagittarius. If you're looking for a new job, perhaps this is the day you find it. Lucky is the word that sums up today. Without encouraging you to play the lottery, you can be pretty sure that you'll feel a surge of confidence. You'll be able to resolve big or small problems with practicality and ease. That's lucky enough, isn't it? Capricorn. You are filled with vitality today. In other words, you are going to feel great about yourself. You are less afraid of meeting people, and you have fewer doubts about everything, including yourself. This is going to be a great day to consider working a little bit less and thinking a little bit more about what specifically is making you feel so good. That way, you can recreate the feeling tomorrow. Aquarius. You may have gotten a financial boost lately in the form of some sort of raise or reward. The day ahead will make you realize that the more discipline and work will be necessary if you want to continue to prosper. There's no need for anxiety, but it's a good day to put together a strategy for the future. One that's airtight, waterproof, and fail-safe. And Pisces. You're almost certainly in a phase of psychological transformation, and there have recently been major changes in your circle of friends and associates. Today provides an opportunity to assess just where you are and how far you've come. For instance, you could be introduced to a new team that compels you to display your talents. For an extrovert like you, this is right up your alley. And on this day in history, in 1924, President Coolidge signs Immigration Act of 1924. On May 26, 1924, President Calvin Coolidge signs into law the Immigration Act of 1924, the most stringent U.S. immigration policy up to that time in the nation's history. The new law, also known as the Johnson-Reed Immigration Act, reflected the desire of Americans to isolate themselves from the world after fighting World War I in Europe, which exacerbated growing fears of the spread of communist ideas. It also reflected the pervasiveness of racial discrimination in American society at the time. Many Americans saw the enormous influx of largely unskilled, uneducated immigrants during the early 1900s as causing unfair competition for jobs and land. Under the new law, immigration remained open to those with a college education and/or special skills, but entry was denied disproportionately to Eastern and Southern Europeans and Japanese. At the same time, the legislation allowed for more immigration from Northern European nations such as Britain, Ireland, and Scandinavian countries. A quota was set that limited immigration to 2% of any given nation's residents already in the U.S. as of 1890, a provision designed to maintain America's largely Northern European racial composition. In 1927, the 2% rule was eliminated and a cap of 150,000 total immigrants annually was established. The law particularly angered Japan, which in 1907 had forged with U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt a gentleman's agreement, which included more liberal immigration quotas for Japan. By 1924, strong U.S. agricultural and labor interests, particularly from California, which had already passed its own exclusionary laws against Japanese immigrants, favored the more restrictive legislation signed by Coolidge. The Japanese government viewed the American law as an insult and protest by declaring May 26 as a national day of humiliation in Japan. The law fanned anti-American sentiment in Japan, inspiring a Japanese citizen to commit suicide outside the American embassy in Tokyo in protest. Despite becoming known for such isolation legislation, Coolidge also established the Statue of Liberty as a national monument in 1924. And in this morning's science update, common pesticide linked to hidden brain damage, scientists warn. A recent study has identified a concerning connection between prenatal exposure to chlorpyrifos, or CPF, a common insecticide, and lasting changes in brain structure, as well as reduced motor function in children and adolescents. These findings, published in the journal JAMA Neurology, offer the first evidence of widespread, enduring impacts on the brain's molecular, cellular, and metabolic processes resulting from early exposure to the chemical. Researchers from the Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health, Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and the Keck School of Medicine of USC collaborated on this investigation. They monitored 270 children and adolescents participating in the Columbia Center for Children's Environmental Health Birth Cohort. All subjects were born to African American and Latino mothers and had detected levels of CPF in their umbilical cord blood. Between the ages of 6 and 14, these participants underwent behavioral evaluations and brain imaging. The results showed a clear dose-dependent relationship. Higher levels of prenatal insecticide exposure were directly associated with more significant alterations in brain structure, function, and metabolic health. Furthermore, those with higher exposure levels demonstrated poorer performance in tests measuring motor speed and motor programming. The researchers concluded that prenatal exposure to CPF appears to cause persistent disturbances in the brain development that are proportional to the amount of exposure a child received before birth. While the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, prohibited the indoor residential use of CPF in 2001, the chemical remains in use for agricultural purposes on various non-organic fruits, grains, and vegetables. As a result, individuals living near agricultural zones may still encounter the toxin through dust or outdoor air. And coming up on today's schedule, at 8 a.m., it's the Wall Street Journal. At 9 a.m., it's the Boston Globe. At 10 a.m., it's the Boston Herald. At 11 a.m., it's the Washington Post. At 12 o'clock noon, it's the New York Times. At 1 p.m., it's the Patriot Ledger. At 1:30 p.m., it's Brockton Enterprise. At 2 p.m., it's the Taunton Daily Gazette. At 2:30 p.m., it's Attleboro Sun Chronicle. At 3 p.m., it's Metro West News. At 3:30 p.m., it's the Lynn Daily Item. At 4 p.m., it's Salem News. At 4:30 p.m., it's the Gloucester Daily Times. At 5 p.m., it's the Daily News of Newburyport. At 5:30 p.m., it's the Providence Journal. At 6 p.m., it's the Atlantic. At 7 p.m., it's the National Review. At 8 p.m., it's AP News. At 9 p.m., it's the Book Hour. At 10 p.m., it's USA Today. At 11 p.m., it's Newsmax. At 12 o'clock midnight, it's the Late Night Book Hour. At 1 a.m., it's Newsweek. At 2 a.m., it's The Nation. At 3 a.m., it's The New Republic. At 3:30 a.m., it's Eyes on Success. At 4 a.m., it's BBC World News. At 5 a.m., it's Reuters. At 6 a.m., it's The Hill. At 7 a.m., it's Storytime. Tune in tomorrow at 7:30 for your next AM update.